Commission's Special Occupancy Technical Advisory Committee meeting of February 24th, 2023. A few little process pieces. Please be aware of background noise. Keep your device on mute. If you're on a phone, do not put yourself on hold. Wait until you're requested by me, the facilitator, to speak at the appropriate opportunities. I'll make sure that there's the appropriate opportunities that you, everybody's aware of when they are. State your name each time you speak, and committee members, you should state your name when making and seconding motions. All right, I'm going to do a roll call to determine that we have a quorum. Don Whitehead.
Here.
Doug Ahrens. All right, Con Cole. Elijah Flowers.
Here.
Kira Lucas.
Present.
Crystal Myers.
Here.
Josh Phillips.
Here.
Bob Vincent. Scott Waltz.
Here.
I'm going to check one more time.
Jeff, Doug Ahrens had to be in court today. He won't be joining us.
Okay. Somebody just joined by phone. Somebody who needs to mute themselves is creating a background feed. Somebody just joined by phone was identified as the caller number 7. Would you identify yourself? If you just joined by phone.
I'm not sure that.
Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, this is.
You're creating a background that apparently you have. What's your last name, Keith?
Thomas.
Okay. All right. If you would mute your devices, please. Okay. For staff, I was going to check one more time. We know Doug's not going to be here. Con, you're not here, I take it. And we're pretty sure Bob won't be here based on yesterday. So with that, we have 6 of 9 members, so we do have a quorum. So 3 to 3. Okay. All righty, then I'm going to go ahead and introduce our staff from DPR who are on hand today. We have, in alphabetical order, Tom Campbell, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Momadani, Marlita Peters, and Justin Vogel. Don, if you want to go ahead and have approve the agenda and then the October 7th meeting minutes, then turn it back to me to proceed from there.
Okay, I'd like to have a motion regarding the agenda that's been posted on the website.
Walt, motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
And also, I'd like to have a motion to accept the meeting minutes as posted on the website.
Motion to approve. Flowers.
Got 1 second.
Having a motion and a second, all those in favor say aye.
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 Motion approved.
All right, great. Thanks, Don. I'll proceed from here. We're into our substantive portion of this meeting, which, of course, is to provide the Commission with your recommendations on comments received for the rule development workshop on the draft 8th edition Florida Building Code. I'm going to review the process we're going to use. Please pay attention if you're not familiar with our process. We have 6 comments that we'll be reviewing today. So comments should be restricted to editorial and correlation fixes to the Commission's adopted draft. I will introduce each public comment in turn. The proponent will have an opportunity to speak 3 minutes. Anybody else who wishes to speak in support will have 3 minutes. If there's anybody who wishes to speak in opposition, they will also have 3 minutes. If we do have pros and cons, there'll be one collective opportunity for the proponent and one for the opponent of 2 minutes, not one for each person. You decide whom amongst you will be the spokesperson for the rebuttal opportunity of 2 minutes. Public comment is completed. We then go to the TAC for the action. If members of the public wish to just offer support or opposition, you can just state your name, say, you know, representing XYZ, we support the proposal. You don't have to give a full comment. That's your choice. That does give the TAC a sort of a sense of perspective of the various stakeholders' preferences. And we, in person, we just have folks raise their hands and say their names, but in this process, we just ask that you just say you want to speak and say your name and your representation. If you want to have a comment up to 3 minutes, or that's your choice. TAC should not, of course, attempt to revise or amend comments. The TAC will take action on each comment by voting either to recommend the commission approve the comment or that they deny the comment. In this particular phase of the process, since this is the TAC code process, the TACs require a two-thirds vote. So in the case that we have today, we have six members, so 4-2 would be approval, and then anything less than a 4-2, which would be, of course, a 3-3, would be not approval. So it's a 4-2 threshold to reach the two-thirds requirement for a recommendation. So TAC members, unless you have any questions on the process, which I know you're all very familiar with, I will ask Mo to review, to provide an orientation to the relevant documents. And then when he's done, he'll turn it back to me, and we will get started with the comments following them in order. Mo?
Yeah, good morning. This is Mo Medani. Assuming everybody has was able to find the agenda for the meeting, it's posted on our calendar, and from there, from the agenda, you click on item number 4. This item has a link which takes you to the code modification page. The code modification page has a matrix. The matrix, mainly as you see it on the screen, has mainly the agendas for all the technical advisory committee that, you know, their subject matter have received comments as it relates to the 2023 update to the Florida Building Code. And as you see here, there's also on the matrix, you will find comments received. Those are mainly a compilation of the comments received, you know, for your review. For special occupancy, you see that there is comment received and three, you know, there's three documents here that you need to look at. Any question about the structure? Otherwise, if no questions, Jeff could take it from here. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Matt. We do have an additional caller who joined by phone. If you joined by phone and have not been asked to identify yourself, please identify yourself now. Identified as caller number 8. If you joined just recently, would you please identify yourself? All right. Jim, would you mute caller number 8, please? Thank you. Okay, then let's proceed. We're going to start with the first comment, which is special occupancy building chapter 4, comment number 1. Submitted by Skip Gregory. Skip, I'll turn it to you for your 3 minutes. I will give you about a 30-second heads up on your time.
Okay, thank you. I am the maker of SP 10338, and it was approved as amended by
Sorry, Skip. Sorry, Skip. Yep. Please state your name and representation first.
Sorry. Okay.
All right.
Skip Gregory, Health Facility Consulting. I am the maker of 10338 as approved by the Florida Building Code Commission. I wish to withdraw that modification for editorial and other reasons.
Okay, so I'm going to ask legal to step in here, but you can't necessarily withdraw something the commission's taken action on. There's probably something we can do, but I think you could withdraw your comment. Justin, would you like to speak on this issue?
can weigh in. This is Justin Vogel, legal counsel for the commission. I'm all right with, you know, him asking essentially and the TAC potentially recommending that the modification be withdrawn. It wouldn't run into the same issue with it being a new modification per se. I mean, essentially there are two reasons that we've asked to limit comments to address correlation and editorial issues, and one is that the commission wants there to be some level of finality to the debates, and two, you know, in order for an amendment to be considered as part of the process, it must be subject to the publication and comment period requirements. And since this isn't new, it's it would be asking them to withdraw it, or essentially kind of asking the commission to reconsider its prior approval. So, and this will be applicable to a number of the other comments that are on this agenda today. So I'm all right with the TAC recommending that the commission essentially reconsider its approval of the modification. But of course, as to whether or not the commission wants to entertain that at this point in the process, that would be up to it.
Right. So in essence, you can't actually withdraw it here at this point since the commission has taken action, but you can request that the TAC would recommend to the commission that it be withdrawn or some other thing, or that the commission amend their draft 8th edition for some on this language or whatever. That those are things that can be done. So anyway, Skip, you're requesting that the TAC then make a recommendation to the commission to withdraw your comment 103.3.3a, correct?
That is correct. I would ask the TAC to recommend to the commission to withdraw SP 10338 and return the language in section 449.4.2.2.1 to the current language that is in the seventh edition of the billing code.
All right. So what you're requesting is that the TAC would then request that the commission withdraw comment SP 10338, and that they would amend the 8th edition draft to retain the current language in section 449.4.2.21 of the 7th edition Board of Building Code, in essence retain what's in the 7th edition as the 8th edition. Is that correct?
Correct. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that.
Hey.
Timer went off.
Jeff.
Yes, Mo.
Hey, this is Mo. I think what we need to do, there's two things here. One is, if we go with what Skip request, which is to withdraw 10338, to put back the code requirement to what really exists now in the 2020 code, also we need Scott.
Right.
Laws to do the same.
Right. I was going to get to that. That's a good point, absolutely. We also have SP 1047A, which was, as Mo just described, submitted by Scott Waltz. So I guess the question then, Scott, are you in concurrence with that?
I am concurrent with withdrawing my proposal as well, and returning to the language currently exists in the 7th edition.
All right, so we have both proponents of two amendments that have been approved in the 8th draft by the commission, which is 1047A and 1033A, full special occupancy. Both proponents are then requesting the TAC make a recommendation to commission withdraw both proposed in favor of retaining the language that is currently in the 7th edition 2021 Florida Building Code related to section 449.4.2.2.1 and to amend the 8th edition draft to reflect that, correct? So we have both proponents in favor of that. So that's what's on the table. So I'm going to ask then, are there members of the public who wish to speak in support of that action, which the two proponents of the original modifications have agreed collectively to do? You want to speak in support of that, state your name and your representation, please. All right. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak in opposition to that?
Yes, this is Dave Kistel, Lee Health.
All right.
I would like to support the action taken by Mr. Gregory and Mr. Waltz.
Okay, so you're in support then. Very good. Does anybody else wish to speak in support?
And Jeff, this is Dane Bennett with Baptist Health, and we too, like Lee Health, are in support of the current proposal.
Great. Very good, Dane. Anybody
good morning. Good morning. This is Matt Holliday with NCH Healthcare System in Collier County. We are also in support of this move, along with our friends at Lee Health and Baptist.
All right.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
This is Brad Thomas with ACA Healthcare. We also support this movement presented today.
Okay. Is there anybody else?
Yeah, Clay Meenan, Florida Hospital Association, echoing the comments of the other hospitals on the call. We support this proposal.
Very good, and we appreciate all of you being brief in that regard. Anybody else?
Mike Cronin, Tenet Health, Palm Beach Health Network. We support this.
All right. Somebody else is about to speak.
Yes, good morning. This is John Walsh with Orlando Health. We also support the withdrawals as discussed today.
Okay. Is there anybody else?
Phil Cardone with Baptist Hospital in Pensacola, Florida. We support this as well.
Okay. Anybody
else? Laura Stillman with LAD Architects. We also support the decision that was just described.
All right. Anybody else? Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak in opposition? All right. There's no opposition, so there's no need for a rebuttal. We've heard from numerous members and stakeholders of the public all singing the same tune in support of the action, which is to recommend that the commission withdraw the two amendments approved regarding Section 449.4.2.2.1 and to retain the language that is currently in the 7th edition 2021 for the 8th edition 2023 for the building code. TAC members, I turn to you for your action.
Scott Wallace, recommend approval of the request to remove the modification to return the language back to the current for the 7th edition language.
Okay. Is there a second?
Don Whitehead, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second from Waltz and Whitehead, respectively. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, TAC members, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? All right, the motion passes unanimously on a 6-0 vote to recommend this to the Building Commission. Okay, then let's move on to our next comment, which is Special Occupancy Building Chapter 4, comment number 2, also submitted by Skip Gregory, and in this instance, there are also two approved ones, one by Skip, 10362, and one by Scott, 10498. I'll turn to you, Skip, first, since you were the commenter.
Thank you, Skip Gregory, Health Facility Consulting. I am the maker of SP 10362, and I would like to ask the TAC to recommend to the Building Commission that this revision, this modification, be withdrawn, and the language in 450.4.2.2.1 be returned as it is currently in the 7th edition of the Florida Building Code.
Okay. Just in interest of time and brevity, Scott, would you like to speak on yours?
Yes, I would also like to withdraw my proposal as well and return language back to the 7th edition language.
All right, so both proponents, 10498 and 10362, respectively, regarding Section 450.4.2.2.1, have requested the same action as we did on the previous one, that the Commission revert back to the language currently in the 7th edition 2021 for their 8th edition 2023. All right, then I'll ask if there's members of the public who would like to speak in support of that action.
Yes, for the record, this is Dave Kistel with Lee Health. I would like to support
the withdrawal just brought forward by Skip Gregory and Scott Walsh.
Very good. Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Brad Thomas with ACA Healthcare. We also agree with the request.
Okay, very good.
Good morning, Matt Holliday again with NCH Healthcare. We also support the withdrawal.
Okay. Anybody else feel free?
Good morning, Clay Meenan, Florida Hospital Association. We support the withdrawal as well. Thank you.
Very good. Is there anybody else who'd like to comment? Go ahead.
And Jeff, good morning. This is Dane Bennett again with Baptist Health out of Jacksonville. We also concur and support the withdrawal.
Thanks, Dane. All right, others?
Mike Cronin, Palm Beach Health Network tenant. We support this.
This is John Walsh with Orlando Health. We also support the withdrawal.
Anybody else want to speak in favor?
Damon Romanello, Studio Plus, we support the withdrawal.
All right. Anybody else before I ask for any opposition? All right, is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, then obviously we don't need a rebuttal. I will come back to the TAC for your action, please.
Scott Walsh, recommending a withdrawing or asking the commission to withdraw the comment and return the language to the additional language.
Whitehead, second.
Motion and a second from Waltz and Whitehead, respectively. Any? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Are there any opposed? That is unanimous. In the interest of, you know, being considerate of a large number of stakeholders here, there's other issues on the agenda you may or may not be interested in, but I know there are two that were submitted late on the same topic. They were submitted by Brian Bradley of Lee Memorial Health and Laura Stillman of National Healthcare Practice of Flat Architects. In light of the action that's taken, do you want to consider withdrawing those comments if you're satisfied with what was done? Or we can take them up and make recommendations as they're listed if the TAC wants to take them up since they were submitted late.
Yeah, this is Brian Bradley, and I would, with Lee help, and certainly would withdraw the revision that we requested.
Very good. And what about the other comments submitted by Laura Stillman, National Healthcare, or Flat Architects?
This is Laura Stillman, Flat Architects, would also withdraw. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So we've disposed of both of those, the fifth and sixth comment from Brian Bradley, Lee Memorial Health, as well as Laura Stillman, the National Healthcare Practice Leader in Flat Architects. They've both withdrawn those comments in support of the action that was taken on the previous two. So that will be the recommendation to the commission. Okay, thank you very much, and we'll move on to our next one. Our next one is Special Occupancy Building, Chapter 30, Comment Number 1. Staff has identified this as a new topic. I believe the Accessibility Tech just took this up, but I'll let Mo speak to that. And this was submitted by Savannah Clarkston of the National Elevator Industry. Mo, do you wanted to say something just so that the group is aware of the action Accessibility Tech took?
Yeah, sure. For this proposed code change, as Jeff said, this is a new subject, so it did not go through the 45 days review process that we have, and was required by law. But also, this code change mainly revises a section in Chapter 30 of the Florida Building Code, which deals with elevators. The specific section of concern also exists, as is in Florida statute, the 399, and this is mainly attempting to revise this code and Florida statute, which we don't have any authority to do so. The Accessibility TAC met this morning, and their action was to deny. Thank you.
All right, Justin, before we hear from the public, just so everybody has the same information, would you like to speak to this as well from the legal perspective?
Sure, this is Justin Vogel, Commission's counsel. I'd just like to say I concur with what Mr. Madani said. In the first instance, this modification or proposal hasn't gone through the statutorily required publication and public comment period, and so the Commission really can't take it up at this point in the process. And second of all, as Mo also stated, the issues that this proposal is attempting to address are baked into Florida statute, and so nothing that the Commission is able to do would override that. Any change would first have to occur at a statutory level before it could be made in the code.
Okay, so we've heard from our legal and our technical director respectively, and then we'll come to the proponent if you wish to speak. Is Savannah Clarkston here or somebody representing her like this morning? If you'd like to speak, Kevin, I believe you were here this morning.
Yes, thank you. My name is Kevin Brinkman. I represent the National Elevator Industry, and I'm a co-worker with Savannah Clarkston, who submitted the proposal. Quite simply, I think this is a change that is valuable, but I understand the legal process that's going on here and understand that you guys are not able to take action on it. So at this point, I would just recommend that the TAC vote it down, and we'll try to pursue it with the statutory route or other routes if deemed necessary. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Brinkman. Appreciate that. All right, does anybody else in the public wish to speak on this matter? Okay, then let's come back to our TAC. TAC members, you heard from the proponent as well as you've heard the action taken this morning by the accessibility TAC and the issues regarding the statutory required review process for being considered as well as the statutory requirements of accessibility language. So based on that, I'll turn it to you for your action.
Don Whitehead, make a motion to deny this.
All right.
Josh Phillips, the second.
And we have Whitehead and Waltz, respectively, for denial. Is there any discussion from the TAC? All right. In that case, all those in favor of denial, say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? And it's unanimous on a 6-0 vote. All right. Very good. We'll move on to our next. This is Special Occupancy Building Chapter 35, comment number one, submitted by Skip Gregory. Skip, I believe that this is one that you wanted to take some action on.
Yes, I would like to withdraw this comment at this time. Thank you.
Very good. This comment is withdrawn. There's no action necessary from the TAC. Very good. We move on to the next one, which we've already handled, which were two that were received after the deadline, and they both withdrew those. In favor of the action taken on the first two issues. That is all of the substantive business before us that I see. No, I didn't miss anything, correct?
You're correct, Jeff.
Okay, well, in that case, is there any additional public comment? All right, is there any TAC member or staff comment?
Thank you,
Jeff. All right, then Don Whitehead, would you adjourn us, please?
Seeing nothing further than the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
This conference is no longer.